the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. We're the Grillin' Guys, 107.3 WBBL. We're going to wrap up the show today with finishing our Cajun theme. And we've had a fantastic day today. We've talked about hurricanes. We've talked about, what was the name of that bar on the north side of town, Michael?
Sazerac.
Sazerac. There's actually a drink that they have in Cajun world called a Sazerac. Those recipes will be up on the website at thegrillingguys.com. So check those out. Coming up, we've got a little deal with a thing called Laugh Fest that the Gilda's Club is putting together. That starts this coming Thursday, going to go for 10 days, and this is the next art prize of West Michigan.
Oh, it's taken over time. I mean, look, we've got right here in the studio. These have been here for 2 weeks. We've got a whole set of Post-its that are that little smiley face. You can't, if you've been in the Grand Rapids area in the last 2 months, you can't get away from these things. They're everywhere. This event is going to be enormous.
You know, enormous is kind of an understatement. They got over 210 events planned in a 10-day period. About half of them are ticketed, which you have to pay a price to get them. But the cool part, this is classic West Michigan, man. About half of them are free. You can go to laughfestgr.org and check out the whole docket of items. But it starts on Thursday, March the 10th, with a sponsor or a kickoff party at Rosa Parks Circle right here in downtown Grand Rapids. Cool things these guys are doing. They're going to bring 750 rubber chickens to this opening party. They're going to give them to the first 750 people who are there, and they're going to throw them at a target, and that is going to be the world's largest rubber chicken throw ever.
Well, and one of the only events that I know of in any genre that's like this, and it's the only comparison I can come up with, is South by Southwest, which has given birth to a bunch of music festivals. South by Southwest, if you don't know, is a music festival in Austin, Texas, where every venue in town, every restaurant, every hotel lobby, everywhere that can house a band has a band. And there are some big name acts that come out and they do, you know, high ticket price shows. And then there are bands that will bring a generator. I've seen it happen. They bring a generator, hook up a trailer, a flatbed trailer to a truck, and they drive around the streets of Austin because it's full of music executives and guys from record labels, and they're just trying to get their music out there. It's the exact same type of event over the same type of span of time, but it's comedians. And I'm a stand-up comedy junkie. Whenever Comedy Central goes Friday night stand-up, I'm there. I'm locked in for the day. And one of, at least one of my all-time favorites is on the docket, Stephen Lynch. Guy, if you haven't seen him, he's hysterical.
He is. And he and about 104 others are on the docket.
Right.
I mean, that's the cool, this is the first year event, man. Things like this don't happen without just tremendous community support. There's been a group of people that have been putting this thing together since about May of last year. So almost a year they've been working on this thing. But you got to check it out. Go to laughfestgr.org and check this thing out. At the end, you know, we got a bad rap about 2 months ago in the Newsweek magazine in Grand Rapids because they managed by statistics, right? They look it up. The Michigan economy, it's no secret to anybody, is had its fair set of challenges. And so the Newsweek magazine comes out with Grand Rapids is a dying city. And that, you know, last one out, turn the lights off. But, you know, things like this just are absolutely counter to that point. This is an amazing thing that this community came together. On the Calder Plaza, for instance, on the last day, they're going to put 2,000 volunteers out there, and they're going to make the world's largest sign. Kind of a little double finger, hey,
right.
This week, here we are, baby. We're a happy West Michigan company, or community, rather. And, you know, this is how we roll. And I just think that's really cool. But if you get a chance, check this thing out. It's everywhere downtown. It's at the bars and restaurants, all the normal venues. There is a tremendous amount to do. Get involved. Be a volunteer. You can go on again. It's at laughfestgr.org. Check it out.
And coming up on Monday morning, actually, on my regular radio gig there with Bakita and Gray, we're going to talk with a couple of the ladies from the bra auction that they're having as a part of this kickoff party. And this is something else that they've done in other markets around the country. And if you can lighten up a little bit and unclench and you're not too uptight, they have all of these artists put together these bras, and they decorate them up in a million different things. There are sequins, there's feathers flying around. You got one of them that's actually made up all of strips of aluminum cans, pop cans, beer cans, and the like. and then they have models. And the models wear the bras, and you bid on the bras, and all the proceeds go to Gilda's Club. So it's just another level of this thing. And we're going to talk with officials from that on Monday morning, right around 6:40, 6:45. We'll have those ladies in studio to talk about some of these things and see if I can get Brett Bakita to pose wearing a bra.
Michael, I'm curious how you become a bra auction official. Maybe I could apply for that job.
I already did. I was denied. Apparently, I don't have the proper accreditation. I don't know what it is, but I'm still looking into it because I think that's an event that, given my radio experience and my years here in the Grand Rapids area, that I absolutely cannot miss.
Right on the back of Fat Tuesday, and during the Mardi Gras season, that's the Laugh Fest to help Gilda's Club. Wonderful, wonderful event. Say, we've got something else coming up, too. Our sister station with Fat Tuesday is doing a gumbo cook-off at the Bob. What's that all about?
Well, the gumbo cook-off is just part of it. The Fat Tuesday celebration at the Bob, it's, I don't know, man, fourth year, fifth year. I lose track because, well, if you've been there, you know why you lose track. You're not... You're cabbing at home. I'm just going to leave it at that. And you go to this thing. Check it out at WLAB.com. Do it every year with that old fossil Kevin Matthews. And I think Tony Gates will put down his walker long enough to make his way through. And I can say that because I'm a lot younger and faster than either one of them. You got to come out. Every floor of the Bob has something going on. The gumbo cook-off is just part of it. And it's a part of it that a lot of people put a ton of work into. You know, you're listening to the Grilling Guys. Obviously, we're all about chow and throwing down, with the biggest, best parties in West Michigan. The chefs and the restaurants that get ready for this gumbo challenge, they work on and tweak their gumbo recipes for weeks in advance of this thing to make sure they've got it tuned up exactly the way they want it for that contest.
And you know, gumbo, if you're not familiar with it, is a regional Mardi Gras type dish out of Louisiana. And don't think it's not grilled, because it's got some chorizo sausage in it and some andouille sausage in it in most of the recipes. And that sausage is much better when it's grilled. But excuse me, if you never had a gumbo before, it's got chicken, the andouille, the chorizo, the holy trinity we've been talking about all show. That is chopped onions, chopped bell pepper, and chopped celery. Again, all of your Cajun cooking pretty much starts with those three things. There's a couple pounds of shrimp in most of these things. You put that all together in a chicken-based broth, and you've got a gumbo. But, you know, that's the beginning, because all these chefs are going to be bringing this stuff together. If you can get down there and try it, you got 20 chefs, as I understand it, that are going to bring 20 different recipes of gumbo, and you just can't go wrong.
No.
You just can't go wrong.
You absolutely can't. And even if you're not into gumbo, you don't have to come to Fat Tuesday hungry. You'd be stupid to do that, but you don't have to, because there's live music on almost every floor. Every one of the bars within the Bob has their own theme going on. They have their own kind of real estate where the party's involved. And as anybody knows, the Bob is pretty much a booze mall. And you just go floor to floor. You check out all the different points. You get to interact with all the people from all of our various radio stations, whether they're there in an official capacity or they're just partying. And it is a really, really, really good time. And like I said earlier in the show, obviously nobody does it better than New Orleans. It's their party. They know how to do this thing. But the thing that we have working for us here in West Michigan that you don't have in New Orleans is that it's also an escape from the weather. You can start thinking about anything other than 40, 38 degrees and rain and slush and blech.
You know, these gumbo recipes all got this little thing called cayenne pepper in them. Well, cayenne pepper will light you up, and that's one of the big variables in these dishes. Some of them are tame. Some of them will light your palate on fire. But, you know, there's always a solution to this kind of stuff, and it's called a hurricane. And a hurricane is a traditional New Orleans-based drink. You know, picture the little Captain Morgan guy with his foot up on the stool. You put a little of that spiced rum, some dark rum, mix in some passion fruit, some mango juice, a little bit of sweet and sour mix, cap it off with a lime. Man, it doesn't get better than that.
You're right, and we've talked about it long enough. I think it's time. Let's go pour one.
Absolutely.
Always leave the show hungry.
Yeah, coming up next week on our show, we're going to do a little St. Patrick's Day theme next week. We're going to go around town. We're going to find out where the parties are for the St. Patrick's Day. We're going to talk a little bit about getting your spring organized. How about some grill repair? The snow comes off. The ground starts to thaw out. Maybe your deck is a little uneven. We're going to have Brad the Builder on next week to talk a little bit about maybe how to make some of those spring projects not so tough. He's going to give us shortcuts and tips so that we can have more time to grill. Create that grill envy in the backyard.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the show. Close things out with a little help from a local musician. He's a guy you might have heard of. He's done pretty well for himself. His name's Bob Seger.
We're the Grilling Guys, 107.3 WBBL. See you next week.